Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, May 7th, 2021. How's it going?
Yeah. What are you up to?
About 2:15.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's down to. Not up to. Up to, what's up? What's up? I don't know. Optimism?
Is this the least you've ever weighed? Like, I mean, like, as
well,
a, you know.
I was 10'2 when I was born.
You know, like a, I guess a resting weight, you could say? Like a final weight?
I mean, it sounds wackadoo, to quote my grandma. Oh, it makes me so happy to say that word, just because it reminds me of her.
Like, you might have weighed this
like
much.
I loved my grandma so much. How much did you love her? Well, I can't think of any negative things about that lady. Just a warm, ooey-gooey feeling. Not gross, but just like, I feel like I'm being hugged when I think of her.
You didn't.
Is
have
that her soul here, hugging me?
Could be.
You didn't have an up and down with her?
No.
Like I did with mine. It's where it was great for a long time, but then, you know, when she stopped smoking and she's like real ornery all the time.
Well, mine smoked like a freight train. I mean, she did.
Yeah, mine got COPD and died from it.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Years of smoking.
You know what? It wasn't cancer that took my grandma. It was something to do with, she only had half of a kidney to start with. She lost, she was donating a kidney to her sister, Helen.
Really?
And then while they were in there, I guess figuring out which one. I don't know. Can you give a are kidneys left and right?
Yeah, I think they are, really, aren't they?
And they, I don't know.
I don't know if
you can
flip-flop interchange
them around
them.
If you would apart?
I imagine you can if you're just using one.
And when you take them off, is it the same as lefty-loosey, righty-tighty? Let me know.
They can't make a jobber kidney like they can pacemaker?
Well, not then. This was way back when. Oh, yeah. It's just when she was a teenager. But I guess when they went in there to figure out which one, they noticed that one of hers was actually, she always called this a blessing, that her that her sister needed a kidney because when they went in to look at my grandma's, something was wrong with one of hers, so they couldn't use that one, but they also removed part of it while they were in there. So, and that was kind of, I guess looking back now, probably kind of archaic. Because again, it was had to have been what? Let's see. You know, 80, so she was like the 30s, 20s, 30s.
Yeah, 30s. But don't you think it at some point, I mean, I know it's your sister and all of it, you got to kind of feel like it's a lateral move, maybe like, I got the one kidney, but the sister has two. You got to be bitter a little bit. Now, if it's different, if it's a kid or maybe even a parent.
But. Well, it's the parent's fault because of the DNA, is what you could say. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that as a teen, and when I say teenager, I'm talking about, I think she was like early teens, so like 13, 14, 15. And I don't know that she said, you know what, Ma and Pa, I would like to donate. I think they probably looked at her and said, you know what? You got the same blood match. What do you want to do?
Mm. Oh, yeah. She probably had a choice.
You want outhouse duty or do you want to give your sister a kidney?
Oh, they made her do it. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you could.
I wish I could ask her.
Yeah. Couldn't you? Can you see, like, you always learn that you're a minor. You don't really have many rights legally. I mean, could your parents, like, take it? Like, make you donate it? I don't know. I know you got human rights, but
yeah,
you don't have your legal rights.
Well, I mean, you.
I brought that kidney into the world.
Yeah, when you when your child's a minor and you know you go to the hospital and stuff with them, they're using your insurance and you're signing off on all the stuff for them. So I don't know. I don't think you can. No, I don't know. That's real interesting. Both of those are interesting. Are kidneys left and right? Can you interact? You know, change them in and out. The other thing you just said.
I mean, it's tough to do to a kid. Yeah. They might hold a grudge.
Yeah, but anyway, that's what spending more. I was feeling the ooey gooey feelings, and now I'm thinking about like she had half a kidney and died. But yeah, she was the sweetest lady. She could cook like nobody's business, and
yeah, mine too for a long time. I only had the one. My mom's mom died before I was born.
Yeah.
So I only knew the one. But she was great for a long time. Had a good run.
She had a good run.
And just, I don't know, man. You just kind of drift apart, I guess. I saw her before she died, but COPD, man, when it gets you. It's rough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, when the grandparents go, that's when the family, not that you drift apart, but you move into those patriarchal and matriarchal roles, you know? Like, then it's, you become the ones who are hosting the thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Does this song say Bubba Gump? Oh, it just
went
again. Right past it.
Do it again.
Oh, I'm sure they will. It's on loop.
It's forever. Got to.
While we wait on that, I'll tell you the weather. Today we're looking at sunshine, but high of 69. A little cooler. It feels awesome outside right now. It's 53 and partly cloudy. What was it before Grandma? We were on something, and you said something about grandmas, and that like made me think of Nanny.
Oh, we're talking about your weight.
Oh yeah,
that's where it started.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what led to the grandma part, but anyway, yeah. Right now, I weigh. This is what sounds. Oh yeah, here we go. This is what sounds crazy, is that right now I weigh what I weighed in middle school.
Yeah, I knew it was one of his middle or high school.
Wackadoo. That's what brought it. That's what's wackadoo, and wackadoo is what my grandma said. See, we came full circle. Wackadoo. Yeah. Yeah, very true.
But, like, you're probably at a weight now you can maintain. You feel like you don't have to – I mean, you work out a little bit, but you feel like you don't have to, like,
work
hit it hard.
Work out a little bit. Son, just because it ain't on my story doesn't mean I ain't there. I feel like if I put it on there too much, it looks like I'm – like, what are you trying to do here? Like, all of a sudden, you were taking screenshots of wrestling and, you know, and sports cards and all this stuff, and now all of a sudden, you go to the gym, and I don't want to... First of all, if it's a judgment-free zone, I feel weird about pulling the phone out and taking pictures in there, because I think, like, you know how I think, that if somebody sees me, even though that lens will go both ways. I don't know if you know that about your phone. You can hit that little thing at the bottom and it'll make it shoot back at you. I could be taking a selfie, but because look, Paige, I'm pointing the phone at you. So if you're working out over there and I'm over here like this, you're assuming I'm taking your picture, right?
Yeah. Are you?
It's just the natural thought. You have a camera pointed at you, but the lens is going this way. So I don't try to do that as much. I've been hiking like crazy. And The reason I know that it's getting good for me is that I'm not crazy sore 2 days later. That's the thing with hiking. The next day, you'll be like, oh, that was nothing. And then the next day, it's like, oof.
You don't ever worry about getting stranded out there?
No, I don't usually go by myself. Yesterday, okay. I did. I had a whole tail yesterday.
A little risky.
Yeah.
You got a big stick?
I do. I actually do have a walking stick. It's actually a natural one that I just found at Paris Mountain.
And oh, that's cool.
It was perfect height, and it's so sturdy. It's not dead wood. It's,
you got to have it, though.
I feel like Moses walking around down there.
You got to fend stuff off with it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so yesterday I went to I wanted to go somewhere different, but I didn't want to drive like crazy far, just as far as like hiking around. And I didn't want to necessarily go to a trail, like meaning it's going to be humpting people.
Yeah, this time of year.
I mean, I have no, but you know, you do that, you know, every 5 minutes, hey, how are you? Like, yeah, if you don't like speak that. And you're not wearing headphones, you feel like an absolute jerk.
Let me stop so you and your dog can go through.
Or mountain bikers. Like, some of y'all are nuts. Y'all are wackadoo. Yeah. I mean, good for you, but the way y'all go up and down them trails, I have a hard enough time doing it with my legs, and y'all are doing it on two wheels and doing it at wackadoo rates of speed. I'm going to get David Field to make out a word when we do the P1 payoff again.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Well, good
text luck the word him. Wackadoo.
He's well insulated.
So anyway, I wanted a new spot to go to, and we had been talking about a certain something on the show, and it kind of threw the thought into my mind. I was like, are there any trails going down the Saluda River? Because the Saluda River in certain spots is really pretty. And I couldn't find one because Looper sent me this app that finds trails for you, like real trails, you know? Yeah. And so I didn't find one. So anyway, I just started driving, and I went down toward back road toward Easley, like coming from like TR up toward 25 and go down there. And I came to like, I guess what's basically Dacusville where it kind of stops. I could tell you exactly what road I'm on, but it stops right in front of this abandoned gas station from like the 60s. That's like completely abandoned, but still intact in a weird way. So I just pulled off there and said, that's where the river goes. I'll start walking that away.
I wonder if you're out near the old corn crib.
I don't know. I'm not going to do it right now, but I'll go back and tell you because I geocache where I went so I can go back and look at it, which there's a whole thing online about people hate that, geocaching.
Yeah, they don't like your disturbing nature to hide little tchotchkes.
Not that. It's like people don't, oh, man, I could do a whole thing about this. People don't like you geocaching because you're finding really cool spots to take photos, and what happens is you have the selfie people, like me in the gym, who are coming in there just to take the photos, and then all of a sudden you got a line like you have at the butterfly wing murals, just in nature. And these people aren't there just hiking. But anyway, so I just start walking with my stick and, you know, walking down the thing. And I was on the river side, the riverbed, river whatever. It wasn't a trail, but it was like a natural trail. I guess that maybe the water flows that way. Long story short, I walked for about less than 20 minutes. And did I cross any kind of fence or any fencing or anything? No, never did. All of a sudden, I hear, hey! And when you're in the woods, you don't hear nothing but water. That's startling because it echoes like hell. Hey, 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 hey.
Look at that stick.
It's like, is that you, Lou Gehrig? And I said, hello, hello, hello. He's like, what are you doing down there? And he said it in the cadence of like a dozen people that I've known in my life. So I was like, oh, my God, who is that? That sounds familiar. What are you doing down there? I was like, just walking. He's like, you're on my property. And so you remember where I was at? That's a spot where you turn around their driveway just because you need to turn around. You might get your back window shot out.
Yeah. Saw Dateline like this, man. You lucky.
I know. All I had was a stick. That's the things you don't want to show up with to an ass-kicking contest, I think, right?
But aren't you kind of ornery? Like, it seems like he's just out there watching people. Either it's a problem all the time or he's just, you know, looking for people.
No, I didn't realize because of, I'm not talking crap here, but just the overgrowth of the back of his home, I did not see the house. Like, it'd be the perfect hunting blind, his home.
He's trying to let it grow up.
No, I just think the pattern of the back sun deck area and just maybe a little bit, you know, maybe a pressure washer could be applied to the back of the house a little bit, but it blended right in. I said, I'm just walking through the woods here. He's like, how far are you going? I was like, I don't know. I'm going to follow the riverbed and come up. How'd you get here?
Don't worry about it.
I said, I drove my car. To where? I'm not being agitated. I'm just literally thinking if I say the wrong thing, I might get shot at.
Oh, that's scary.
And I was thinking, what's my course of action here? Am I going to turn off running down the trail? No, I'm further away from my car. Am I going to jump in the Saluda? It might not be deep enough, and I'd just lay there and just float, and he'd shoot me.
Like Deliverance.
No. It's just, I wouldn't have been prepared for that.
I didn't know, like, if you'd have been a complete smartass, how that would have worked out.
If I had been?
Like, if the guy would have just gave up and be like, oh, whatever.
No, he did. I mean, that's what he said, where'd you park? And I said, up there. He says, I mean, he gave me some actual good advice. He said, don't walk a certain way, and if I cut up a hill, I would go back up the road and go right back to my car, which.
Unless he was leading you into a booby trap and you're hanging by a leg.
I know. Like, it could have been, I could have been walking around some leaves, and all of a sudden I fall down, and then I wake up, and I'm chained to his bed, and he has a sledgehammer at my ankles.
It could have been like a redneck Saul.
Mm-hmm.
It's you in the woods.
Misery, yeah.
I don't know if I'd go back to that one.
Well, it's the whole time, though. So I was having two thoughts. I was like, one, I said, I'm being very judgmental of this guy, because you just asking why are you walking through my yard? Because I was in his backyard. Like, think about that. You see somebody walk through your backyard, just all of a sudden you're like, the hell's going on here?
That is kind of strange when you see that.
It's kind of strange. You see a big old feller walking down there with a backpack with nothing but a Gatorade in there and a big old stick walking around. What's he doing? So I'm sitting there thinking, boy, you're a real son of a bitch. You're thinking you're about to get shot at or whatever. And he was merely, at the end, I found out, just trying to tell me that if I'd kept walking a certain way, that I would have literally came right to a dead end and had to turn around and walk right back. So he gave me a good little thing. I don't know if people recognized me or just being smart asses or not, but a bunch of people blowed the horn at me as I walked down the side of the road back to my vehicle. I don't know if it was a boop, boop, like, hey, or boop, get out of the way.
Is that Matt Man? Is he out of gas?
Are you adopting this highway? Lord knows it needs it.
You out here fixing potholes?
I walked back to the car way faster than I did from it. I really did.
Man, you indulged him probably a lot more than I would have. I don't know if I'd answered all his questions.
Wait, you just kept walking?
Yeah, I would have tried to ignore him after the first one. Maybe just say, look, I'm not a threat. I don't have a weapon.
Well, I was carrying a big stick. You know what they say about that?
Like, I'd be like, leave me alone. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Don't shoot me.
Nine is not here today. And I am not going to tell you why. He just doesn't feel well. How about that? We'll leave it at that.
Egg is pissed if you violate his HIPAA.
Well, it's not that. It's just, I'm sure he would. And I know for a fact that he does.
No excuses, Nine.
Oh, man. I want to tell you where I was, because now people are texting in. It's off of Old Hunts Bridge Road near Hunts Lake.
I know that road. I didn't know there was a lake out there.
Yeah, Blue Lake. That's the one lake that I passed. Blue Lake Road, and then it deads in right there onto.
I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah, Hunts Bridge Road. Yeah, that's right there where it ends. Right, exactly. Okay. Anyway, I did the weather. Nine's not here.
Enjoy the long weekend, Nine.
Enjoy the long weekend. Today we will have for you the FOF line, of course, 864-241-4318. If you want to get in on that, bunch of good stuff. Fun stuff.
And angry people got some TNC comments on there.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
If they're angry about Nine, don't play them. We'll wait till he's back, and then you can play them. And then we'll talk to you on the phones, and we'll do all kinds of stuff today. Feel free to call us on those phones right after we get out of the sports hole. You can do that at 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. And then we're on or excuse me, you can text us on the TLCMotors.com text line. That's 72341. And then we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media. All right. We good. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, now that people are going to the movie theaters more, you wouldn't believe what you can find in your popcorn. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, my God. Is it throughout the popcorn, or is it just at the bottom of the bucket?
Oh, be careful.
Heard that joke before. All right, we'll find out about that. Yeah, boy, movies are back full steam.
Yeah,
and
they are.
One yesterday, it comes out today, a buddy of mine said the whole thing sold out in 30 minutes for a movie. Like, you hadn't heard about that in a year or more.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Must be big.
No, that came out in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. we'll come back. Some headlines. It's Friday. Morning, everybody.
Get the Rise Guys on the TLC Motors text line at 72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Hey. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm Paige in with you, and topping our news this morning, you wouldn't believe what you can find at the concession stand these days. And everybody's excited that movies are opening up, and then you have this.
What can you not get? Like, already alcohol, you can get full meals.
You get a bag of pickles.
Ooh.
Can you get, you can get ice cream. They got Dippin' Dots.
Hot dogs.
They have hot dogs. They have nachos.
Chicken fingers.
Pizza.
Yeah.
The one in IMAX, you can get like fajitas and stuff there, I think.
Yeah,
fajitas? Wow.
I mean, not like hot plate style,
oh,
but you know.
I was going to say. Whew.
Yeah. Imagine the usher comes in, you're, you're like, quiet.
You're just staying quiet.
Are you whispering or do you have fajitas over there?
Don't smell onions.
No, I'm peeing, actually.
Don't touch.
All right.
It's hot. All right.
Well, tea's done.
There's a 39-year-old woman named Jamie Lynn Heinecker, who's the manager of a movie theater in Mankato, Minnesota. And she was just arrested. She was busted for selling cocaine from the concession stand.
Oh, God.
It's a new little feature, I imagine. So what would she do? Well, she would literally put the cocaine in people's bags of popcorn.
Oh, like
that'd keep you awake during the movie if you need that.
Yeah, but they, I mean, they're aware that they're getting it though, right? It's the kind of they're asking for combo number.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number that's associated with the? I guess 8. I'll have combo number 8 ball.
Yes, right.
What is a small? I don't know what smaller. Like I know with weed, like it's an ounce. I mean, you know, quarter pound, ounce, eighth, all that. But like in coke, I just know an 8 ball.
Yes, all I know. You get like a pound of it. Is that too much?
Not at Costco anymore. Not at Costco. No.
All right. So someone tipped them off, and then she was busted for selling this. The cops were tipped off on what was going on, and they set up a sting, and then she allegedly sold cocaine to the police informant at the Spotlight Theaters. So she sold an undercover officer some cocaine in a popcorn bag for $100.
Well, it's entrapment.
So now she's facing felony drug charges, which she can land about 20 years in prison for that.
Wow. The cop then went and watched 20 straight movies without napping a single time.
Yeah, I use it against her, so you give me some free tickets, I might let this pass.
Did he do like they do in the movies? Did he take it out, rub his finger in there, and
see if it's real?
Rub it on his tongue a little bit.
Had it all over his face from the popcorn like Tony Montana.
Hey, put your hands behind your back. I am arresting you right. This is cocaine, clearly.
You know who I am.
Don't you have to? Like, you got to, you know, test the product.
They do this. They have the, if it's undercover and they know that's what they're going in for, they probably had the little field kit where they mix it with the certain colors. It's like a science experiment. You mix it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like a gender reveal or a cocaine reveal is what they should call them.
Wouldn't you be like, well, this is cut with an X-Lax, isn't it? I don't want to have the dumps, like, and
or
have energy.
Ajax, or, yeah, like, it's any powder, and you're just blindly rubbing it into on your tongue or your gums.
Like, I'm not doing it.
Or not your gums. That's what coke people do. But the cops in movies would always taste it.
See if it's bitter or not.
Like, is that what they do in police academy? They teach you what drugs taste like?
They got to.
I imagine you have to try it to see. I know that they let people come in and get drunk at the police station just to see if the cops can recognize people are intoxicated.
Why did they even cut it?
I will volunteer for that.
I know somebody who did it.
And they go in and they feed them alcohol, and then the cops, they give them sobriety tests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like, actually very smart.
Like the Hangover where they had to volunteer to get tased?
Something like that.
In the face.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, are you planning on going to Mother's Day brunch over the weekend? Maybe perhaps on Sunday? I don't want to stress you out. I don't want to say that you had to do that.
We're doing Lupper.
A Lupper's?
Late lunch.
Okay.
Don't make me cook.
Yeah. I love brunch, though. Brunch is awesome.
Well, in the event that you were planning on that, we have the most popular Mother's Day brunch food in every state. And I have to tell you, this is what I was curious about because it was all-you-can-drink mimosas that I was, that's what we like, you know. So there are five states where some type of booze is what people are looking for on Mother's Day's brunch. Like Bloody Mary's won four states and Mimosa's won one. And that was in Montana. It wasn't in South Carolina, here in Greenville. Mm. We didn't take that. So here's the breakdown on the most popular breakfast food that you're going to have for brunch. Pancakes, French toast, or waffles were number one in 10 states, and cinnamon rolls and omelets, both won in four states. But in South Carolina and pretty much most of the South, the number one food is...
waffles.
Sausage.
Oh, I thought you meant between those three or four. Oh, food-wise.
Yeah.
Really not bacon.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Sausage.
I guess it makes sense with alcohol, but the other stuff, are you going to have pancakes and champagne?
On a special occasion, maybe. But I was going to say, out of those... let's say it's pancakes, waffles, cinnamon buns, and then what was the fourth? French toast.
Yeah.
Okay, out of those four, fat boy. Clearly, you don't like the pancakes. You've already...
Well, I like the pancakes, but I don't know why you'd mix all this with alcohol. Like, I don't get the whole brunch mimosa thing.
It's called day drinking.
Cool. Seems like it'd be off-putting. Why can't you have all these together?
I'd like a peach Bellini, which is a peach puree mixed with champagne. That is primo. I just did that thing with my... I kissed my fingers and blew it all.
Well, Idaho, Maine, Vermont, and Wisconsin moms, they choose Bloody Marys, while, like we said, in Montana, moms are up for mimosas.
They have to. I mean, what...
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You going to fish?
Right, that's... The stereotype is there's nothing there but just flat land and moose.
We're going to go to the flatheads. Go fish and dip all day, Mom.
And so sausages are pretty popular through North, South Carolina, all the way down to Georgia. We like sausage. That's what we're all about.
It's not bacon, though.
I am, too.
I'm when I'm having waffles, I'm having bacon. The two go together like...
Yeah, because if you get the syrup on it, you know, it's just the... Yeah. Extra sweet treat.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. It's wonderful.
Yeah, bacon is popular in Colorado, Delaware, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and then, you know, and then also Oregon and Rhode Island. But then you got...
Grits. We're
sausage.
Grits.
Grits. Let me see.
Grits are awesome. You cannot...
Yeah, they're polarizing, though.
At one point when I went to New York, you would get laughed at for asking. I didn't ask for sweet tea, but people I was with did ask for sweet tea. And they're like, you know, well, you're in New York. Or grits are like, hey, would you like oatmeal? I'm like, that's like when I order a cherry Coke and you say, we have Dr. Pepper. What? Not close.
We got cream of wheat.
I rented the Cadillac. Well, how about the Ford Escort, though? Is that okay? No offense if you have an Escort. I have a cousin who used to be one.
Well, and you're wondering, okay, grits didn't make the top anything. I'm sorry.
Even
shrimp and grits. But in Wyoming, they're all about some biscuits and gravy, Matt Man.
It's got to be the right kind of biscuits and gravy. Let me tell you where, and this is no compensated kind of thing. A place called Maple Street in downtown Greenville. Holy moly.
I got good biscuits.
Good biscuits. Like, they're not called cathead biscuits, but they're big biscuits. And they're their gravy, sausage gravy, is it's not too runny, but it's not too thick. It's, well, it's just right.
Oh, I hope they're open when I leave here.
They ask you a weird question in line, and then your answer is your, instead of saying, Jeremy, they say, you know, what movie would you like to role play in a porno? And you're like, Psycho, your order's ready.
Now, let me ask you this.
That was the fun with that.
If you took your mom out to brunch and offered her oatmeal, what would she say to that?
Is she one of these
guess
fit
we
moms?
Go in the early service.
Because
she would not eat, not an oatmeal eater.
No. Well, in New York, that is the answer. That's what they look forward to is oatmeal, and a very popular Mother's Day food in New York.
You want some oatmeal, ma? Yo, we ain't got no grits. You want no grits? Yeah, some coffee black.
I love.
I mean, you'd have to have fancy oatmeal, not just regular like porridge.
Ugh. You want a pierogi?
Yeah, you want a pierogi? You want a hard roll?
Like, here's your scoop of
meal. I want a soft biscuit. Get out of here. We got a hard roll.
You want a Mother's Day roll?
What do you want? You want a bagel? What do you want? You want a croissant?
You want some lox?
You want a scone? I mean, what do you want, man? You want savory? You want sweet? What do you want?
You have a bagel with a natural light.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit? Get out of here. What are you doing?
What are you talking about? So in South Dakota, that's the only state that they love French toast.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I love that.
There's a French toast casserole. It's awesome. With eggs all in it. And it's... very filling.
You're talking about the kind, you know, you're cooking a pan, right? It's got the butter and all. Not the toaster kind you just pop in.
Mm-mm.
That don't really count. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Hmm. No, that's a Hot Pocket, basically. That you cook in the toaster.
Oh, God.
Remember they made those things? I was forced to eat them as a kid. Do you not have time in the mornings to make breakfast for your kids? Well, try this. Do they love pancakes and sausage? And it was a corn dog that was a sausage link wrapped in a damn pancake.
Oh.
And you dipped it in syrup.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
But the sausage never got fully cooked, so about halfway through, you were having some, not frozen sausage, but right. Maybe a little crystallized ice in it.
That's not good.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean, I had those at school, and they were good school breakfast. Oh,
that
God.
Was what the school provided?
Oh, the school food back in the day was so good. Mainly sausage dogs and cereal, all the milk you wanted.
Why don't you just do that now as an adult?
I mean, like, you get a little different now, but
yeah. It's
not even the same. Like, if you go have lunch with your kid at school now, it's going to suck. I mean, you're not going to eat like good like you did back in the day.
No, they have Chick-fil-A and Subways and stuff in schools now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oof.
Huh. I'll see the markup on that. I'm sure it's not high.
They got a Moe's at Furman.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you. That's no joke. They really do. Right there by the bookstore. It's awesome.
It's not closed?
Well, no, not to students. And I'm going to go enroll there just so I can go walk around the lake.
With some
only Moe's. Students can be allowed to catch COVID at the lake, I guess. Bunch of bull. I'm a taxpayer. Thank you. Fatboy, what is up in the sports hole?
So the Georgia Assembly passed a law that says...
Oh, God.
Well, this says the college athletes can make money now.
Hmm.
But there's this big stipulation to it. It's kind of sucks. Still got to be signed in. It could be vetoed. But this stipulation might...
Hey, forget about it.
It might cause a stink.
Okay.
It's kind of stupid, too.
Good. That'll lead me into a question that I was going to ask you... Because you said at some time today you wanted to talk about sports cards and an altercation that you got into at a retail establishment.
Yeah. It's falling out of love.
And so this can maybe flow into that. But, yeah, I have a question about colleges profiting from sports when the players are not allowed to. So that'll be cool. All right, we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys Sports Hall. It's Friday. Come on.
Everything they do in the morning.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
Rise Guys Rock.
93.3.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
We're going to hit on that Georgia situation here shortly. First off, you remember when Albert Pujols left the Cardinals? And the people were like, what are you doing, man? It's so productive. Cardinals good. Always good.
To be a DH for
Yeah.
For Angels?
if I remember right, he didn't think the offer the Cardinals gave him was respectable. So he took a lot of money to go with the Angels. Now, also, if I remember right, he was the first 10-year guy when that started.
Oh, yeah.
And then people
and
then
Trout got in on it.
Yep. And then people were like, what? 10-year contract? Say all that to say Pujols just got designated for assignment. But he was in the last year of that contract. He damn near fulfilled that whole contract. And he was somewhat productive the past couple seasons. But just no room for him anymore with some guys that got coming up. And he's not playing every day at first base. And, you know, they like Ohtani, and they got another rookie who they like who's batting in the DH spot too and playing first off and on. So there's no room for Pujols, man. He wants to play every day.
Ohtani is a beast. He's the Japanese Babe Ruth.
Yep.
I mean, that's his nickname. He's the Japanese Babe Ruth. That's his nickname.
They like Ohtani.
He's no Tony Two Bags, I'll tell you that.
I got to watch Ohtani play because I don't know how he does the whole two-way thing. He pitches and hits.
See, Babe Ruth started out the – well, look, that's why they call him the Japanese Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was a pitcher for the Red Sox, and then they're like, dude, your arm is strong. You ever swing the ball? Or swing the bat, I guess. Swing the ball. What are you playing? High lie? I mean,
pitch hitter.
I mean, I'm sure Guido can explain it because, you know.
Hey, get out of here with the bagels.
But, I mean, he's not doing this in the same game, right? He's not pitching and hitting in the same game because he's in American League. I mean, he can't DH and pitch.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that. I'm such a Braves fan, and I never got to watch American League Baseball that I, hate all of them. Like, I'm a National League person. It's like divisional sports in college, you know, SEC, ACC. I am NL all the way, except for the Mets.
Back when the Braves were in the NL West and you had, 20 teams in that division, and it made sense.
Yeah.
Like, why are the Braves in the same division as the Giants or the Dodgers?
Humpteen others.
So, yeah, Pujols wants to play every day. They're saying, look, he might not have any opportunities. He might be retiring soon. But definitely a surefire Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but it sucks that he's kind of being pushed out when he was
Yeah, they like that Walsh kid they got coming up.
I would be so scared to tarnish my legacy as a major athlete like Brady, you know, leaving all he did and then coming. I mean, you know how big the balls were to do that.
Huge.
He's not doing it for the money, obviously. He left a legacy and said, I'm going to start over down here. And guess what? We're going to win it again, and I'm going to sling it around from yacht to yacht.
Yeah. Might have been a little bit about the money at first, but, you know, his wife makes a killing anyway. So this Georgia situation, this legislation passed the Georgia Assembly, 43-8 in the Senate, 163-5 in the House.
College players can get paid now.
Oh, yeah. Overwhelming majorities in both. So the governor has to sign it. But there is a caveat to this whole thing.
Mm.
So the players can get this money, but they can't get it immediately. And according to the bill,
they're going to hide it somewhere. It's geocaching.
Well, you might not be too far off. Schools across the state can take 75% of an athlete's endorsement income, like a revenue share, and put it into a pot where all athletes can get it.
See, that's...
So it comes an old Title IX situation and hashtag too much equality.
So tennis players would get the same as rowers, would get the same as basketball, would get the same as.
Could you imagine? Not just Trevor Lawrence, but a handful of football players that would make a killing. And then it goes into the pot for some shot put guy who looks like me.
But what are they getting? Are they getting paid you know, like Trevor Lawrence, you're getting bonuses for touchdowns. I almost said home runs. Touchdowns. Because you said Trevor Lawrence could make a bunch of money. They can get endorsement money.
Yeah, this is basically what it's about, endorsements.
But goes into a
– and the school can take it, 75% of it.
See, part of me sounds like an old man where I'm like, well, you still got a free college education because your classmates are going to get out of there. You're going to go to the NFL maybe. And then they're going to have – six figures to pay back in college loans. So I don't know. Part of me thinks, well, you're getting the free college education. But the other part is, do you want to be a great football player at Clemson and then not get drafted in the pros? And then you're just, not just, but then you go into some other field?
But they're like saying, you know, saying you get a free education is kind of like, well, that's the value you put on it. you know, you could, some places it could be like a, you know, some places in town that are private could be a lot of money. Other places public could be cheap. It's almost like saying, you know, you work here, we give you a uniform, we'll let you wear something to work. I mean, yeah, you should be paying me too.
We give you a key to get in the door. I mean, some places charge for that. They really do. Hotels, if you lose the key, guess what? Yeah. There's a surcharge.
Heck yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah, that's
we haven't adopted anything yet, but what if South Carolina gets pretty close to something like that? Schools taking money. Schools love it then.
I would rather, okay, so I'd rather the players get it than the colleges. Because the thing I was going to ask you about, and I know we got to go to break, and we can come back and discuss it, but like, with Trevor, you know, Dabo's there, and then Dabo suddenly puts on the Jaguars hat, right? Now, he's a different entity because he can do endorsements, and he's an adult and all that stuff. But then within a day of Trevor getting drafted, there's already sports cards that then feature him in half of a Clemson jersey and half of a Jags jersey that he's worn already. Wow. So once you – he hasn't graduated college, correct?
Yeah, he did.
He's already graduated.
He graduated early.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you – so once you get drafted in the NFL, then they can make the Clemson stuff from you or for you.
But the schools have to prove it, right?
And they're getting the license. Yeah. Like, they've been getting paid not just at the TV or TV rights throw-ins, but the concessions and the tickets and the parking. But they're also getting the derivatives off of those players that they won't pay.
For how long? Like, for a long time?
I don't know. It's Panini doing it. And Guido's. Dave Guido, our friend.
He, that's who it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. We'll take a break. I want to hear about the... maybe I over-embellished the word altercation, but you had words with someone at a big box retailer over sports cards.
Oh, boy.
We'll find out about that next in this next segment. All right. Morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet
Rocks.